Welcome. Okay, we're going to call to order and do the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call. Allison Bonanno.
Joseph Crapo.
Deborah Earl.
And soon to be Kimberly Burton. Okay. Public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the Board or Council about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium, if applicable, clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the Board or Council wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or Board Council by majority vote. Okay. Approval of the minutes for January 13th, 2026?
It's February 24th, I'm sorry.
February 24th, okay. Yeah. Okay. Approval of minutes for February 24th?
I move that we approve the minutes from February 24th.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Approval of the agenda for March 10th, 2026, and hold, combine, or delete any items for possible action.
I move that we follow the agenda as written.
Aye.
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 Okay. Informational items. Announcements of upcoming county or community meetings and events.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Michelle Barrett. I am the liaison for Commissioner April Becker here in District C. We have our new newsletter right here. I'll put up copies in the back so you can all the news that's fit to print. And then, of course, you can always go ahead and get it on your computer if you just scan the QR code that's right here in the back, and it'll come to you directly as soon as it comes out. A few items to note are Farmers Market will be this Friday, and that is right here in the parking lot at Mountain Crest from 4 to 8 p.m. The highlight of this month is strawberries. I just got pictures of some amazing looking strawberries, and I saw about four people's eyes just go, ooh. So come on by for strawberries this week. And otherwise, the 27th of March is our next market here. Also this Saturday, still here in Mountain Crest, our Bunny Break with Becker. So if you've got some kiddos, or if you're a kid at heart, hop on over. We're going to have all kinds of Easter egg hunts and games and all kinds of fun, and that will be from 3 to 5, again, right here in Mountain Crest Park. A couple other items to note. Our Country Fest, putting that out there, is April 11th, and that will be in Lone Mountain Park, which is just down the road away. And this one will be a great one. Always free food, free entertainment, and I know we have some line dancing that is going to be lessons that are going to be out there along with some demonstrations up in the arena that's there. Last but not least, the Community Development Advisory Committee. I think, Deb, you are a current member of that. So they're starting recruiting earlier this time for the fall session. So if you have any input or feedback on what you've experienced so far, otherwise, anyone else on the board that would be interested in joining that, they look for one representative from each one of the TABs or CACs, and then have one alternative just in case if things fall through for at some point. So do you have any feedback on it? Or?
It was great. A little bit of reading, but it was a good experience.
Okay,
good.
If you'd like to continue, or if anyone else would be interested in doing that, like I said, they're starting a little bit earlier this time, and this is before the fall session. Okay? Any questions? Last but not least, if there's any issues that you have when it comes to anything out in the community, if there is lights out, cars abandoned, things like that, please use our Clark County Fix It, which is our online website. You can go ahead and report those issues there. It'll come straight to the county. It'll generate a ticket for you via email, and it'll help you, it'll keep you up to date on that ticket as it goes through the process and to the correct people. So otherwise, thank you all for being here.
Okay. you. All right, anything from planning and zoning? Okay. All right, first item. WS260055 Daniel Perla Associates LLC waivers of development standards for the following. One, eliminate street landscaping. Two, waive full off-site improvements in conjunction with a single-family residential development on 1.08 acres in an RS20 zone within the RNP overlay, generally located south of La Madre Way and west of Durango Drive within Lone Mountain.
Hi, thank you. James Lopez, 6725 Southeastern Avenue. And first of all, I apologize for missing last week. I just completely spaced it out, and but I'm here today, so. So there's our project on the map. It's a two-lot parcel on the pedestal. There's a two-lot parcel map in the RNB.
And then, can you move it?
Yeah.
Could you please?
That good?
Yeah, that's great. Thank you.
So, as much as anything, we're bringing this before you because it's in the RMP and because most of the neighbors in the RMP don't want the full offset development, so that's why we're here.
And the driveways come in off of what's the north?
It's La Madre. Okay. La Madre between Durango and what's the other one?
Riley.
Riley. Does that driveway service both homes then?
The home on the north will be serviced directly from La Madre. It has a separate driveway. So the little flag lot is the access to the home to the south, or the lot to the south.
I'm sorry,
it's a flag, we call it a flag lot.
Show me where, because I go by it and I was trying to figure out how we were going to get back to that house.
Here's the drive to this house. It's actually part of the same parcel. So this guy will come in through here, and this guy will come in through.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So that will be the south, they will own that part of it.
Yeah, this will be, this section of the parcel is associated with this lot.
Got it.
Durango.
It's just west of
Durango. It's on the west side. No, understood, but the closest sidewalk is on the east
section. No, they're not even on there. Right there are not any right sidewalks there. In that whole area.
It's northwest
street lights.
Or northeast, yeah.
Okay.
In that neighborhood.
Is it? I'm looking at the sidewalks and street lights on the side of Durango.
In part of, on the north side of La Madre, there is sidewalks and streetlights.
I was just there. I took the picture.
On Durango.
You mean on Durango, but
on Durango, not on Durango. But when, as you're going up Durango north, on the east side of Durango, there's streetlights and sidewalk, but on the south side, there's.
But all the way west,
there's nothing. You're correct.
And that, where's like, is there a school close by that would require?
The closest school is
way up in town,
but it's a ways off.
Yeah, it's just really within walking distance of where we are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. So I will say, I will say I drove by it and I know the area really well because I live really close to here. And I will say that you're right, there are no sidewalk, curb, gutter, or street lights. And quite frankly, there's not that landscaping on the Madre, but I still think you kind of, at least with the landscaping, to make it look nicer, even just minimal landscaping somewhere, it's got to stop somewhere. So that's kind of how I'm feeling. That
right.
I would like to see at least some type of landscaping. Perhaps it's not fair. There are a few homes in that area that
right.
do, but.
Those were also built prior to Title 30.
Yeah.
And understanding, the whole reason behind asking for the trees and the landscaping. You know, we try to abide by.
I'm sure the landscaping wouldn't be an issue for you.
But I completely understand it would look completely out of place if you put a long street light in there and sidewalk curb and gutter would look strange in that area because, I mean, they like the dark skies and they like sort of that rural look. But I think you can continue the rural look with having it look a little bit nice in front of the homes.
Yeah.
Instead of just, you understand.
I think it was just a matter of, okay, what are we, waiver are we applying for?
Yeah.
We'll ask for landscaping if it's prepared to put it, we'll put it.
Okay.
So there is sidewalk half a block south on Lone Mountain and Durango on that side, and then it looks like there's a construction project going on Verde and Durango. Staff, is there a way to figure out, is sidewalks planned for that development? I can't tell.
I don't think, I am a friend that lives on that street, and I would say no. I mean, I've been looking at it, and it doesn't, because I was curious. But on Lone Mountain is a major thoroughfare, so all up and down Lone Mountain, you've got all improvements.
Yeah.
Sidewalks.
Right.
Gutter, street lamps.
Yeah, but this is on Durango, where I'm talking about.
Oh, I thought you said Lone Mountain. Sorry.
It's just north of Lone Mountain.
It's on Durango. It's for like a half a block that runs on Durango, north of Lone Mountain.
Yeah. Okay. Do you have any questions?
Nope.
I have an observation. I'm gonna just share this. I went jeeping with my son yesterday, and we drove through our rural preserve. We went up to past 215, and on the other side of 215, it turns into tract homes again, and high density, relatively high density housing,
this
apartments and everything.
What?
And say, Wallapai, Schomburg, as we were going down specifically. I was amazed at how much development there's been out there, but it's all tract homes, and it goes on all the way up to Kyle Canyon now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I was reminded what a precious area we live in with this preserve, where it's not super high density and it's just a different area. I was also grateful for the improvements that have been made on Ann Road, Fort Apache. Even though I live on Fort Apache, I'm not super fond of the streetlights and sidewalks, but I also understand, you know, that you gotta have routes for circulation and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I am grateful for the area in the preserve that we have.
Right.
And I think it needs to be preserved, so.
I don't disagree with you.
Because all those tract homes, you might as well just be living in Queens.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't go that far, but.
Oh, you want to make a bet?
But anyways, that's my, just an observation I wanted to share.
I
agree.
I think that's a great observation because it can be taken away very quickly and easily.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it would change the makeup of the area a lot if it was.
I think also having that rural-esque, right? I can't say rural because it's not like sprawling hills, and all that, but rural-esque type of neighborhood. I think it also does something for the psyche of the residents who live there, and I think that neighbors are somewhat more inclined, even though they're farther apart, to have more of a connection to each other than those who live literally right on top of each other in tract homes.
Yeah.
I think it depends on the person too. I think there's plenty of people that move into these houses and wish they had sidewalks and streetlights around them with small families and kids and on bikes and stuff. So I think to say that the majority of the people in the RMP don't want streetlights and sidewalks, I don't think we can conclusively say that. There might be a vocal majority that say that, but we don't know for sure. On this particular one, I'm comfortable with the waivers as stated because it is a main thoroughfare. I think it's just a matter of time before the city or whoever comes in and redoes that like they did Lone Mountain. And so you would just, on this one, you would just be putting in, I think landscaping and sidewalks, it would just then be paid for, increase the cost of those homes, and then in a few years, I think they're going to take them out and redo it. It'd be my gut feeling. Again, I don't know that, but because of the unique situation where this property is, I'm okay with these waivers and stuff.
Yeah, and they're not actually right on Durango. They're about three houses in, just as my on the Monterey.
So Durango's the street that's on the far right, mm-hmm. and the map that's on the top right?
So about three houses in.
Yeah.
But I do agree
with you. Is this not Durango? Is this not Durango?
No.
No.
No. No, no, no.
So go to the map on the right.
The picture map.
The picture map?
Yeah.
The aerial? The road that's on the right
is Durango, and the house is on La Madre.
And there may come a time where they do sidewalk.
Sure.
I'm Durango.
Oh, I'm sure they will.
It's like, just this. It's just this area is the only one that you're waiting landscaping and
this correct.
Okay. I was under the impression. I guess I read it wrong. It said Durango and La Madre. I thought it was Durango.
When I turned there, I thought it was. I was like, wait, it's not here, right at the corner. And I went in and I could see where it was. So yeah, it's a few houses in.
Okay. If you guys don't mind, I'm gonna put a motion forward.
Perfect.
Okay.
We didn't.
Oh, you're right. I am so sorry. He's our favorite public member. I think we're going to give you a badge at a certain point.
Nah.
So, okay. Well, I'm going to go ahead and open it up to the public and see if anyone has any questions, concerns.
I don't have any concern.
Okay. Thank you. I'm going to bring it back to the applicant here. Does anyone have any additional questions for the applicant prior to me making? No. Okay. All right. I'm going to propose for WS260055 Daniel Perla Associates LLC waivers of development standards. On item one, eliminate street landscaping along La Madre where 6 foot wide minimum landscape strips shall be provided. That is, why can't I think of the word? Negative. That's denied. For number two, waivers of development standards, waive full off-site improvements, curb, gutter, sidewalk, streets, and partial pavement. That is approved.
Aye.
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 Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay, any general business? No. Comments by the general public. A period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board council's jurisdiction will be held. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium if applicable. Clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board or council wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board council by majority vote. Anyone from the public wish to speak?
You didn't just come to see me.
Oh, sure.
John Bear, B-A-R-E, address 8075 Teneo Way. My question is, a while back the board decided there are enough RNP signs around, correct?
I mean, unless people have brought to our attention that additional ones were needed.
We need one on our street, one of the oldest RNP streets in the area. Teneo between Grand Teton and Russell.
Absolutely, right by the farm.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We were there before her. Our house was.
Mm-hmm.
Where is the closest sign that?
Closest sign I saw was down the middle of construction zone, uh-huh. Grand Teton and
Cimarron, maybe.
No.
East. It's
there is one
like Grand Teton and.
I'm grasping.
Rainbow. Okay,
yeah.
I thought I did see one up further by Cimarron, but I could be wrong.
I don't remember.
Okay.
So is that Maryland? That's Maryland's.
That's Maryland.
That's Maryland.
Jurisdiction.
Yeah. Okay.
So that's between Teneo Way and Grand Teton and where?
So it's Grand Teton and Racel. In between Grand Teton and Racel.
Racel.
Mm-hmm. Only one. One side of the occupied street in the county, the other side city with famous golf course.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We don't even get into that. And 6 years worth of boundary stuff.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Is there a specific area? Do you want, you, are you looking to do it north of the farm?
Yes, it has to be north of the farm.
Okay, you want it on the curve?
No, just in the flat. We put it in front of our house, 8075.
8075 Roussel?
Tenaya.
No, Tenaya.
Oh, Tenaya.
Tenaya.
North Tenaya. But halfway down in the middle, as it appears like it should fit in.
Okay.
The usual 6 foot from the street line.
Okay.
Onto the designated horse path.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That everybody parks on.
Yes.
No comment. You know it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
You can pass that on.
Michelle, you're all over that?
Yeah, we did that a couple of years ago.
I'll send it to Maryland.
It's Maryland,
okay.
Yeah.
So I will send it.
We did a few of these signs a couple of years ago, and I think it was just a matter of what funds are available to make them and have them installed. And then...
And it's like that brown sign on...
Yes.
Yeah, I know, sorry. Okay.
Yes. Because we also put one on... over by Floyd Le Park, kind of on, I think it's up on Rocky. It's on
the one
Rocky
on Rainbow
over there.
Near the construction area is a new one. It, mm-hmm. it hasn't been there very long.
Yeah, that was one that we
the other day.
Okay.
It was, we did that one, and then we did another one also on the other side of the park over by like Blue Ribbon area.
Yeah.
We put
yeah.
one over there also.
Okay, very good. Thank you so much.
You're welcome so much.
Okay, next meeting date is March 31st, 2026.
Yeah.
All right. Anybody yeah. have not going to be able to make it, just so we know now?
Well, I think I'm
no?
good.
Good. Okay, and we're adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Mm-hmm. I just have to check the calendar here.
Was the last one short?